The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Morning, everyone. Fantastic to be here back at Torahway, Kilas Ol Moshe. Start the way to Torahway, Rabbi Dov Fisher, Monday bank holiday, Hilchos Sheva Brochas, Im Kala Doimer Lemalka. Thank you. Rosh Hashanah to the organizers again to bring it back here. Bezus Hashem, Shagol Mechoyel, Ochoyel, Lahagzil, Toyo, Ladiro. I remember when I was first married, I came to shul, and a man came over to me, an older man, and he asked me, how long are you going to be Doima Lemelech? You're a chosan now, how long are you going to be Doima Lemelech? And he told me the famous Sheva Brachos thought, as long as your color is Doima Lemalka, you're going to be Doima Lemelech. And what I'd like to speak today about is not Shalom Bayis, but rather, is there a concept in Halacha of a color being Doima to a Malka? A color being Doima to a queen. We know that Chazal tell us the Chosen is Doima Lemelech, and we know that there are certain halachas which are learned out from this comparison. And why is this important if a kala is doima to a malka? A question came up, a shaila came up, of a kala who was getting married, but she was employed, she had a job, and her boss wasn't willing to give her off a whole week. The day after the chasna, okay, maybe 2 days. But 7 days, I'm not going to give you off that amount of time. And the question is, we know that chosen doima lemelech, we know from there we derive the halacha that just as a king, we'll soon see more in depth, but just as a king can't go to work, he doesn't go to work, so too we say a chosen also doesn't go to work. Do we say hu hadin, so too, that halacha applies to a kala as well? That just as a chosen can't go to work, so too a kala in her days of Sheva Brachos can't go to work. And the reason why Chazal don't mention Kala Doima Lemalka, you could say a simple svara, that it wasn't regular for a woman to go out and work. But in a Chanami, who I did, they have the same status, and therefore she wouldn't be allowed to go to work. Or perhaps no, Chazal only mentioned Chosen Doima Lemelech, and therefore it only applies this halacha of not going to work by a Chosen, but not by a Kala. Just like we see in Hilchus, by Malach in the Sun, we know there's halachas by the kings, it doesn't apply to the Malka as well. If it only says to Chazal, Chosen Doima Lemelech, perhaps we could say only by a Chosen, not by a Kala. What would be the halacha in such a case? And the Sugya begins with a Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer. In Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer, the end of Perek Tes, Zion, tells us the famous Chazal, Chosen Doima Lemelech. Ma melech eino yoytze l'shuk, just as a melech doesn't go out to the workplace, af chosen eino yoytze l'shuk. So too, a chosen is not allowed to go to work during as he's a chosen. Halacha number one. Halacha number two, ma melech eino yoytze levad, just as a king doesn't go out by himself without an escort, af chosen eino yoytze levad. So too, a chosen is not allowed to leave his house by himself. He always needs an escort. Two dinim we learn out from Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer. Mitzvah, the second halacha, about not going out alone, there's already a Gemara Mufureshes in Brachos Daf and Daled Amud Beis, which tells us, Shloisha Tzrichin Shimur, three types of people require a guard, someone to guard them as they go out into the street. Who are these three types of people? The Gemara tells us, Choyle, Chosen, and Kala. A Choyle, a Chosen, and Kala require an escort If they're going out into the street, why? The Rashi explains to us, a chayla, first of all, why do they require a shmira? Mipnei ha-mazikin. Because of the shadim, because of the mazikin, are likely to harm them, Rahman al-Islam. Why a chayla? So a chayla, Rashi says, since shehura mazoloi, his mazal has already become worse, therefore the mazikin see him as a target, umiskarabohem, and they are likely to attach themselves to him. Therefore, a chayla would require an escort, and when there's two people walking together, then the mazikim don't harm. Chosan and akala, why do they require an escort? Why do they require shmira? Not because shehura mazalei adarab, on the contrary, they have a good mazal at the moment. So chosan and akala, the Rashi explains to us that actually these mazikim see the chosan, the mazikim see the kala, and they're jealous of them, and therefore, again, they'll attack them. So the Gemara tells us, a chosan and a kala also require an escort. And this Gemara is brought down, la halacha by the Mogen Avraham in Orach Chaim Siman Reish Lametet. Halacha lemaisa, according to the Mogen Avraham, a chayla, a chosan and a kala require an escort as they go into the street. And the Prisha says, from here, the minute came about in his time that a chosan never went to shul. A chosan would not go to shul because it was very difficult to find for a chosan, for his whole week of Sheva Brachas, an escort to go to shul and back from shul as well. So if you don't have someone to escort you, don't go at all. You're not allowed to go to shul. And the minig then was that no chosan would go. So if we think about the second din of the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, there might not be enough gemina as to whether a kala is like a malka or not, concerning this second din. Because for a different reason, we have a Gemara which tells us, anyway, that a kala requires shimul. So whether she's got the category of a malka or not, without this second halacha, there's no nafkamina. She would need an escort anyway. And a chos and a chayra would have two reasons to require a shimul. One, because he's like a melech doesn't go out alone. And two, he also requires a shmira from the mazikin. But what about the first halacha of the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer? What about going to work? Does that apply also to a kala or not? And in order to come out to a clear halacha of the ma'aseh, I just want to learn with you a small gemara in Ksubos. And this gemara opens up really the whole of Hilchos Sheva Brachos. The gemara tells us in Ksubos, Dav Zayin Omid Beis, Omid Aleph, in the name of Rav Huna. Achas basula ve'achas almona, whether someone marries a basula or whether someone marries an almona, a widow who's been married before, to una brocha, there is a requirement for sheva brochas to be said. Birchas chasonim. Those sheva brochas, there's a requirement for them to be said, whether he's marrying a basula, whether he marries an almona. I asked the Gemara, and the Gemara said that statement in the name of Rav Huna. Birchas chasonim. Yeah, we'll see how many days for. But those sheva brochas need to be said. I asked the Gemara, did Rav Huna really say such a statement? Rav Huna says, "Umi Omar Rav Huna Hachi, Omar Rav Huna Almana Einat Una Bracha." Someone who marries an almana does not require Birchas Chasonim to be said. Answers the Gemara like Kasha, "Kan be Bracha, kan be Almain." It depends who's the Chasim. If he's a Bracha, he's never been married before, then we're going to say Birchas Chasonim. Because the simcha is very great, the first time he's getting married, and even though he's marrying an almana, we still require birchas chasonim to be said. If he's an almoin, he's a widower and he's been married before, and he's marrying an almana, the simcha is not so great, and therefore there's no birchas chasonim. Kam b'bocha, kam b'almana. Ask the Gemara, you're telling me that an almoin who marries an almana, there's no birchas chasonim? What do you mean? But Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Lihuna Banos and Tona, Minayim Lebirchas Chasonim Ba'asorah. From where we know that the halacha of whenever we have a chuppah, or wherever we need to say Birchas Chasonim, we require 10 men. This was actually very Nogea Lamaita a few months ago during the lockdown with the chuppahs, people required 10 men in order to get married. This is the makor to the halacha. From where do we know that whenever we have a chuppah where Birchas Chasonim has said, we require 10 men? What's the makor? Shenem, as it says in the pasuk in Rus, Vayikach asora anoshim, Boyaz took 10 men, Mizikne ho'ir, Vayoyme shuvu poi, Vayoshuvu. Right? Stay here while I get married to Rus. I need you in order to recite the Birchas Chasonim. And says the Gemara, Boyaz almoin. Boyaz was an almoin. Boyaz had been married before. Rashi tells us he had 30 sons and 30 daughters. He'd been married before. And Avada Ruth was an almona. An almoin who marries an almona requires Birchas Chasonim. So how can you be mechalek like that? So the Gemara answers no. What did Rav Huna mean by Eina Tu'una Bracha? What does he mean by Eina Tu'una Bracha? Eina Tu'una Bracha for 7 days. An almoin who marries an almona does not require shiva brachas for 7 days. But of course, for 1 day he would. But if it's not an almoin and an almona, it's a bracha, then it would require for 7 days. Ask the Gemara, there's a takonis chazal, the beginning of Kedus here, there's a takonis chazal. Chazal were very concerned, shocked to chazal al takonis benois Yisrael, that anyone who marries an almona, Chazal were very concerned that he'd get married and he'd go to work the next day. Chazal were very concerned to Bnei Yisrael, and they said one would have to stay at home and not go to work, be mesameach his wife for at least 3 days. So ask the Gemara, where do we find such a case? If it's a bocha who's getting married, you just said that Birchas Chasonim is for 7 days. If it's an almoin to an almona, you just told me that it's 1 day. Where's 3 days come in? The answer is the Gemara, and with this answer, it opens up the whole of Hilchot Sheva Bracha. Either one of two options. Ibo Yisema, but almoin yoim echad lebracha, ushloisha lesimcha. If you've got an almoin marrying an almona, there would be 1 day for Birchat Chasonim, but 3 days for Simcha, 3 days he can't go to work. Alternatively, Iboy Zema, Bacha Shiva, a Bacha who marries an almona, has 7 days of Sheva Brachas, and he remains at home for 3 days only. What the Gemara's done over here is told us that there are two fundamental elements to Hilchot Sheva Brachas. There's something called Brachas, and there's something called Simcha. Brachas are the Birchas Chasonim. How many days is Birchas Chasonim recited for the Chasam and the Tala? That depends on the status of the Chasam, on the Simcha of the Chasam. Depending on how happy this Chasam is, that's how many days we recite Birchas Chasonim for. So, if he is a Bocha and he's never been married before, his Simcha is great. So we'll recite the Sheva Brachas for 7 days. If, however, he's an almoin marrying an almona, there's not as much simcha, we only recite it for 1 day. That's the concept of brachas. But there's something else. There's something called simcha. And simcha is bittul melacha, where the chasson is not allowed to go out to work in order to stay at home to be misameach with his wife. That depends not on the status of the chasam, but the status of the kala. The kala, Chazal said, if she's a betula, she's never been married before, she needs more piyuf, right? She needs longer for the husband to stay at home with her. But if she, and therefore she would require 7 days, 7 days that the chasam doesn't go to work. If, however, she's an almona, she's been married before, she only requires 3 days. So what we can do now is categorically put every type of chasana into 4 categories and always know how many days of Sheva Brachas are required and how many days of Simcha. First category is the simple case. A Bocha who marries a Basula. 7 days for Brachas, because he's a Bocha, he's never been married before, and 7 days for Simcha, i.e. Bittul Melacha, for the Kala. The Kala is also a Basula, she requires 7 days. The second case is an almoin who marries an almona. there would only be one day of Sheva Brachos, i.e. the day of the Chuppah, one day of Sheva Brachos,
Kol Halashon,
and 3 days for Bittul Melacha. That was the Takanas Chazal, you should stay at home for 3 days. What about category number three? If you have a Almoin who marries a Basula, the here Chazal say, even though he's an Almoin, the fact that he's marrying a Basula, also he's marrying someone who's never been married before, his Simcha is also great. And therefore he requires Sheva Brachas, 7 days of Birchas Chasanim, plus, since we know that she's also a Basula, he also can't go to work for 7 days. The question begins with the final category. What's the final category? The final category is a Bacha who is marrying a Almona. A Bacha who's marrying an Almona is subject to a machloikus between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam says very simply, what's difficult about such a case? You've got a Bacha. A Bach is getting married for the first time. His Simcha is great. We say for 7 days, Birchas Chasanim. He's marrying an Almona. The Almona, the Chazal have told us, does not require 7 days of Simcha. It doesn't require 7 days of Bittul Melacha. 3 days for Simcha. Which means that day 4, 5, 6, and 7, he's going to work. According to the Rambam. The Rashba and the Ran argue. The Ran and the Rashba argue, and they say no. Even if you've got a Bacha who's marrying an Almona, it's 7 days for Brachas, and 7 days for Simcha. 7 days he can't go to work. Why can he not go to work? He's marrying an Almona, and an Almona only requires 3 days. Says the Ran and the Rashba, very, very similar nusach to each other, Einoi Bedin. It's not correct that this Bacha has Birchas Chasonim recited over him, yet he's getting up early, the Rashba uses a nusach with his bag over his shoulder, he's getting up early and he goes to work. How can it be that we're saying Birchas Chasonim on him and he's going to work? What does that mean? What does Einoi Bedin? It's not correct. The one way of understanding that is it's a stira what he's doing. His actions of going to work are soisa the bracha that we are saying. Einoi Bedin, it's not correct that he's going to work via vorichalov. Why? Because what do the brachas say? Sameach to samach reimu ahuvim. Sameach choson imakala. We're making brachas that they should be sameach together. Yet, what's he doing? He's not staying home for simcha. He's going to work. So therefore, Einoi Bedin, Sheyashkim Lemlachtoi. According to that interpretation, you could have a Chosson who says, okay, Einoi Bedin, it's a little bit of a stira, the brachas and me going to work. If I really want to go to work, I'll tell everyone tonight, no Sheva brachas, no Ponim Chadoshes, we won't recite Sheva brachas. And I'll be able to go to work. It's not Einoi Bedin anymore. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, understands the Ran and the Rashban in a different way. And he says, Einoi Bedin sheyashkim lemelachtoi, because these are your days of simcha. It's your Yom Tov. The fact that we're being mevorech on you, Birchas Chasonim, makes these days very, very special. But he goes further. He says, and even if we were not to be mevorech Birchas Chasonim, the very fact that your status is that of a chasen, these 7 days, therefore, it's your Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov, you don't go to work. You may simcha, you can't go to work. So the nafka minna between the two understandings in the Ran and the Rashba is whether there's ponim chadoshes, whether there's going to be a suda tonight. Because according to the Aruch HaShulchan, even if there's no ponim chadoshes, you still can't go to work because it's you may simcha. How does this boil out? La Locha. Before we bring down to the Shulchan Aruch, to back a stage, there's a very, very strong question now in the Rambam. What did we say in the Rambam? A Bacha who marries an Almona, it's 7 days of Brachas and 3 days of Simcha. Which, as we said, means that day 4, 5, 6, and 7, he's entitled to go to work according to the Rambam. But what happened to the Chazal? What happened to the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar? Chosen doime lemelech. Ma melech eino yoytze l'shuk. Af chosen eino yoytze l'shuk. According to the Rambam, he's still a chosen. He's still got the status of a chosen. So how can he go to the shuk on day 4, 5, 6, and 7? The hechruch, the only thing to say, is la halacha, the Rambam doesn't go with the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. He doesn't go with chosen doime lemelech la halacha. He doesn't bring this Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar lemaisa. And therefore, why, according to the Rambam, is a chosen not allowed to go to work? Only because of our Gemara. Only because of the Takonis Chazal, that chosen has to stay at home to be mesameach his wife. And again, very simple. If she's a besula, 7 days. If she's an almona, it's 3 days. But that's the only reason. He doesn't really have the status of chosen zayim lemelech, according to the Rambam. But according to the Ran and the Rashba, they understand that, yes, Eino Bedin tells us, Eino Bedin, that you can get up, because these are your special days. These are your Yemei Simcha. Because of that, your status has risen. You're just like a melech. And just like a melech doesn't go, a chosen doesn't go to work either. So we have a machloikus between the Rambam and the Ran and the Rashba. Do we bring chosen doim lemelech, the Maisa, or not? Does that boil down la halacha or not? So the Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer, Simon, Samach, Dalas, Sif, Beis, paskens that someone, a chosen who is a bochur, marries an almana, has to stay at home for 3 days, like the Rambam in Stam. That's what he passed in Stam, like the Rambam, but he brings the Yesh Oimrim, like the Ran and the Rashba, of you have to stay home for 7 days. Now, the Beit Shmuel, the Chelkos Mechoikik, bring the Ran, and they pass in like the Yesh Oimrim, and so too does the Aruch HaShulchan. And it seems, Lefi the Ashkenazim, that the Psak would be, the Aloch would be, they have to stay home for an entire 7 days. That, why? Because he's Chosen Goyim Melech as well. But according to the Shulchan Aruch in the Stam, L'Chaira, he would not go like that. He wouldn't pass in with that. Chosen Goyim Melech L'Maisa. There are three nafkaminas, at least. We're going to go through three nafkaminas between the Rambam and the Ran and the Rashba. What are the three nafkaminas? The first one we've spoken out already. If you have a bocha who marries an almona, how many days of simcha there has to be. But there's a second very, very important nafkamina. And that is, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Sif, the previous Sif over there, in Simon Samach Dalet, well, the Shulchan Aruch talks about a bocha marrying a basula. And he introduces this concept of simcha, how the chosen has to remain home for 7 days. He says, the shivas yomim, the chosen has to be mesameach, his wife, and the osa lasa is melacha. He's not allowed to do any melacha, he can't go to work. And then the Ramah, at the end of that piece, says, the chosen osa b'melacha. What's the Ramah adding? Right, the Shulchan Aruch just told us the chosen's not allowed to do any work. Comes on the Ramah and says, and the chosen's not allowed to do any work. Right? You know, either the Ramah argues or he adds. He doesn't just repeat. So the Chelkos Mechoikik and the Beit Shmuel both say that you might have thought that since this Takonis Chazal of the chosen staying at home was really for the good of the Kala. Right? Chazal were very concerned for the Bnei Yisrael, you stay at home for however many days of Simcha. This was a takona for the Isha. Therefore, you could have a wife who says, you know what, I'm moichel, if you want to go to work, go to work. I don't have a problem with that. And a person can say, she's a takona chazal. It's for my good. I don't want it. I'm okay. I'll be moichel. So you might have thought that you can be moichel. Or she can be moichel, out of that. Kamash Malon, the Ramah, who adds, the Chosun is also to go to work, but Chosun also the Melacha, for a different reason. Why? Because he's Doim Melech. And on such a reason, she can't be Moichel. She has no right to be Moichel on that aspect of Chosun Doim Melech. She can be Moichel. The fact that that Chosun has to remain home for her, but she can't be Moichel, Einoi Bedin, she Yashkim Lemelachtoi, that's nothing to do with her. So that's what the Ramon is adding. According to the Mechaber, Yeah, he's not allowed to go to work, but if she's Moichel, she's Moichel. Because he only learnt like the Rambam. And the Rambam only had this understanding of there's only one reason why he can't go to work. According to the Ramah L'Chayra, there's two reasons. One, he has to be Misamech Ezisho, but two, Ein Abedin, because he's Doma L'Melech. That's the second Nafka Mina. The third Nafka Mina L'Chayra would be our original question which we started out with. Kala Doma L'Malka or not? So we weren't sure. Chazal only mentioned Chosam Doma L'Melech. Either Hu Adin, yes, but the only reason I didn't mention it, because it wasn't so Negea, or no, Chosam Doma L'Melech, and that's it. According to the Rambam, there would certainly not be any Kala Doma L'Malka. He doesn't even hold of Chosam Doma L'Melech. So there definitely wouldn't be a Kala Doma L'Malka. But according to the Ran and the Rashba, we could say the whole reason why a chosen is doimel a melech is because of his simcha. And einoi bedin sheyashkim lemelachtoi, the avorich alav birchas kasonim. Could say the same svara. Einoi bedin sheyashkim lemelachtoi, the avorich alav birchas kasonim. The birchas kasonim goes also on the chosen and kala. How many days that we said birchas kasonim, that was decided on his status. But the birchas kasonim, the brachas are going both on the kala as well as the chosen. And therefore, her status has changed as well. Ain't it within that she's going to work either? The mamela, she's also got this status of, you can call it doim l'malka or not, but she's got the same status that she's not allowed to go to work because it's not correct. These are her days of simcha as well. This is her yom tov as well, like we saw in the Aruch HaShulchan. And therefore, according to it, it comes out that whether a kala is doim l'malka or not is the machloikas between the Rambam and the Ran and the Rashba. Those are the three nafka minas between them. But it comes out, l'maisa, that a chosen and a kala, definitely according to Ashkenazim, neither allowed to go to work during the Sheva Brachos. But what happened to our case? L'maisa, her boss was very demanding, so she had to come to work. I don't know the exact details. Perhaps he said they'll fire her. Perhaps, I don't know what. And what about another case where someone, a chosen's been working on his business for a long, long time, many, many months, and the business meeting, which is going to clinch the deal, is here on the fourth day, on the fifth day of the Sheva Brachos. Can he go? Can he not go? If he doesn't go, he's going to lose it. He's going to lose everything. So what do we say la'alocha about a dover ha'ovud or something where hefzid merubah? So there's a sefer called Beis Dovid. Sefer Beis Dovid is an afrin brought down by the Tzitz Eliezer, and the Tzitz Eliezer says from the Sefer that what was the need to have two reasons why a chosen can't go to work? One, because of the simcha, and two, because of chosen doing the melech. The Sefer Beis Dovid says if it was just because it's his simcha and it's his yom tov, like Chol HaMoed, I might have thought that Chol HaMoed, Dost of the Melacha, but it's Mutter, but Dover HaOvud. Chomash Malon, Chosn Doimel HaMelech, to tell us, a Melech doesn't go to work at all. Chomash Malon, you can't even go in a case where there's a Dover HaOvud. And that's how the Sefer Beis Dovid paskin. However, the Chazanish tells us, Mufurush, the Chazanish writes, he brings from a Toysfus in Ksubas Tastaladom Aleph, where he's mashma, he learns from the Tosfos that chosen kill memoyed, which means that chosen, the status of a chosen or hilchus chasanim, is more lenient than chol hamoyed. So if already we know that by chol hamoyed it's mutter b'dover ovid, then hu adin or kol shekein by a chosen, which is more mekel, in the case of dover ovid, he would be allowed to go to work. But the Achronim say you have to have the Tanai as well. You need to get the Mechila of your wife as well. So once you've got the Mechila of your wife, according to the Chazanish, a Dover, Ovud, a Chosun, and Huadin, a Kala, would also be allowed to go to work. I'm going to go to the next one.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.